Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the series finale and the season series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Brian Leslie, the lead strategist of pitching development with the Brewers, and this week, the pitching coach of the Biloxi Shuckers with Will Shearholz away from the team. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
How fun has it been this week being around the pitching staff? You picked a good week to come. The pitching staff's been electric.
Absolutely. It's been a blast watching these guys. The starting pitching has been great. The bullpen's been great. Haven't given up many runs, and that's always fun to watch. Lots of punch outs as well. So.
How fun has it been to watch Jacob Mizrowski and Carlos Rodriguez up close in person from the dugout this week?
Yeah, just being able to follow them along all throughout this year and then being able to see them both here in Biloxi and succeeding, you know, it just speaks to the work that they've put in with Will Shearholz and everybody here to be able to be prepared on a daily basis, which watching them this week, it was pretty lights out with each one of them, so it was fun.
How big of a smile does it put on your face working with the player development staff to see guys have such big success during the regular season here in Biloxi?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Like, we want to see them develop, and we want them performing throughout the season and eventually, you know, performing in the big league. So seeing their development here and getting to this point, you know, that's exactly what we want to see with those guys.
What's been your favorite part of kind of being in the trenches with Biloxi this week?
Just being able to be around the guys, talking to them about like advanced reports and getting through the lineup and talking about the different adjustments that they need to make. And honestly, just watching them perform and make the adjustments on their own and seeing the work that they put in and seeing that culminate into good outings, that's been a ton of fun.
How much have you enjoyed not only that, but also being able to work with guys in bullpen and really see up close and personal during the regular season what's going on in a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, it really helps just kind of get to know what the nitty-gritty is at an affiliate, especially on the road, like the logistics of it and what guys have to deal with and not just on the field, but in between when they're on the field and when they're off the field, just everything going on. It really makes it easier to understand what they go through.
Outside of this week, you're the lead strategist for pitching development with the Brewers. What goes into that role with the big league club?
With the big league club, you know, not necessarily a ton directly, but, you know, with the off season, it turns into a lot of work with individual players and tying together different departments on what they can accomplish so that they can come back out of the gates firing in spring training and for the next season so that they can be the best version of themselves. And usually it's just IDing something that we can really hone in on and improve so that they could be, you know, that one step closer to being like an everyday big leaguer. So. It was a lot of fun this last offseason, and then throughout the season it's a little bit more shaped around making sure at an affiliate that we're focusing on the guys that need to develop velocity or command, and we're doing it in the right ways, and we're sticking to a plan there.
What's the biggest thing day-to-day that you're working on with the player development side of thing during a season?
You know, it's a little bit different. It's making sure that we keep guys in the right place, that nothing gets lost in the shuffle with regards to their routine or their weight room work or their throwing program, making sure that really they're just staying on top of what they need to stay on top of throughout the season and doing that with the knowledge that there's only so many bullets you get throughout a season. So the workload piece is pretty huge.
Prior to joining the Brewers, you worked for Driveline, which is heralded as the top, if not one of the best places for pitching development and research and all of the advances that pitching has seen over the last 10, 15 years. How incredible was that experience to be able to work at Driveline?
It was a ton of fun, and, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at without it. And a lot of the guys there still, like, I'm still close to, and, you know, I root for and I read their stuff still and keep in touch with them, and it was a great experience, one that, you know, I'll never forget, and I'm extremely thankful for.
How incredible was it to be on the front end of all that cutting edge stuff that Driveline was developing over the years?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Just didn't really think too much of it at the time. We were kind of in our own little bubble, like working at it and talking to each other. It was like a bit of a melting pot of people and our ability to just like kind of walk next door and talk to R&D and biomechanics and just do deep dives on a daily basis. having those conversations was really fun.
You also got to work with Kyle Bodie, who is the head of Driveline, before moving over to the Reds organization and then going back to Driveline, who is really a driving force in a lot of the analytical side of things on the pitching side. How fun was it to get to work with him and see what he goes through on a daily basis at Driveline?
Yeah, Kyle's the man. Getting to know him and becoming friends with him was great, and we still talk to this day. And getting to know the character that he is was a lot of fun, and he gets after it with work, and there's no off switch for him. So really great guy to get to know and work with, and yeah.
Well, Brian, thanks so much for joining us. We loved having you down here in Biloxi this week.
Thank you very much.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.